Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tuf Kuf Lamed Ches Sif Aleph quotes the Gemara that we learned at the beginning of the second perek of our Masechta that says, "Mi shahafach hazayin esav asher hayena bebar ve'ayra oynus asher shachach anus atzel." Somebody began processing his olives or his oil, his olive oil or his wine, and something came up. Shayisaver shayocha lisha islach haregel, that he thought that he could wait to complete this work after Yontif, and therefore he didn't do this work before Yontif. And now it turns out that if he won't do this work, he is in a situation of a davar avid. He could complete his work, ben ketanis, ben gedolis. He could coat his barrels for guf, shapirish yosma mgufasim, he could seal them, kedaka bleishini. Haga, vuadin the yochla sakana kovius lakoshim bakolim, the Ramah says he could even make the barrels if necessary. However, the Ramah points out, avloichavin malachte bemoyed. He has to be very careful not to have intended to do this on Yontif. Eliasa kol kodem amoyed. Everything should be done before Yontif. If he's aware that he's going to need to do these things on Yontif. And as we quoted the Mishnah in yesterday's shiur as well, v'kein shoyl pishtonoi minamishra, he could pull out his flax from the pool of water. V'kol kiyotze medava ovid, everything, if it's a dover ovid, it's permissible. Again, so both the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch are emphasize that even if we have a heter of a dover ovid, the heter only applies if it wasn't mechavim malachta b'moyd, where he didn't plan to do this on Chol HaMoed. If he planned to do this work on Chol HaMoed, everything changes. The Chazon Ish discusses, what about a situation where he began working, where he began doing something before Yontif, and the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch tells us that an oinus came up, that he couldn't complete his work. What about if you could avoid the oinus by hiring workers? Is that considered a dover of it? And the Chazon Ish is machma. The Chazon Ish says, what our Mishnah and Shulchan Aruch paskin, that you had no choice, it's only a situation where you truly had no choice. But if you had a choice where I could have hired workers, even though I normally do the work by myself, I have no right to leave the work for Chol HaMoed. Even though I saw the Rav Shlomo Zalman asks a question. He says that the halacha is, we know, that a kohen, if there's no other option, may be metameh himself to a meis mitzvah. What is the halacha if a kohen could avoid being metameh to a meis mitzvah by spending money and others will take care of the meis mitzvah? The Ramah in Yoridea Simon Shin Ayin Dalid Sif Gimel paskins that the Kohen is not obligated to do so. So the question is, why over here does the Chazon Ish say that the person is obligated to spend money to avoid this, working on Chol HaMoed? So he says there's a very interesting nafka mina. He says, the meis mitzvah is not my meis mitzvah. It's not this kohen's meis mitzvah specifically. So therefore, the kohen is not obligated to spend money under those circumstances. Whereas, he says, in the situation of the working on Chol HaMoed, it's my obligation to do whatever I can to avoid working on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, if I need to spend money before Yontif to avoid working chalamoid, I must do so. The Magen Avraham says, what about if somebody was in a situation where he could have done his work on before Yontif, but he forgot himself and he left it for later, and then it's too late, and now it's Chol HaMoed and it's a davar of it. So the Magen Avraham paskens that this is still is not considered mechav melach b'moed. This person did not intend to do anything wrong. He did not intend to do melach and Chol HaMoed. He intended to do this melach before Chol HaMoed, and then something before Yontif, and then he forgot himself. That is considered an oinus. The Chasam Sofer disagrees, and this is a very famous question and a very relevant question. The question comes up, we know that the halacha is that if somebody ba'oinis or b'shogig missed a tefillah, he could make up that tefillah, he could make the tefillah up by the next tefillah. That means, if somebody missed shachris, b'shogig or ba'oinis, he can make it up by mincha. So what would be the halacha of the following situation? A person gets up 6 o'clock in the morning and he could have davened shachris. He didn't daven shachris 6 in the morning. He waited. He said, I'm going to daven 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. And then 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, a shogig or oinus came up that prevented him from davening. Is he considered a shogig or oinus? Or is he considered amazed because he should have davened when he got up in the morning when he did not have that shogig or oinus on his hand? The Chasam Sofer, and this is the Chasam Sofer, and Shaul Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, Chosem Mishpat Simen Mem Beis, is machmer. However, most poskim are lenient, and most poskim are of the opinion that this is indeed considered a shogig oinus. In fact, interesting to point out that the Shaul Tshuva's Be'er Moshe in Chelek Zayin Simen Samachay brings down this Chasam Sofer, and the Be'er Moshe, the Debre Tzina Rav, was a descendant of the Chasam Sofer, and typically he's very much follows the opinion of the Chasam Sofer. Here he doesn't agree, and here he feels that the Chasam Sofer is being too machmer. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that since regarding Hilchas Tefillah, most poskim are of the opinion that in such a situation it is considered oinus shogig, the situation that I described regarding missing davening. So too would a Bira Halacha on Chol HaMoed, where if I plan to do something before Yontif and I didn't do it the first opportunity that I had, and now a Shogig or Oinus developed, that's considered a Shogig, and it's a Dovra Ovid, I may do it on Chol HaMoed. If I'm allowed to ask a Goy to do a Malachis Dovra Ovid on Chol HaMoed, in a situation where I could have done it before Yontif, the Steichemed, quoting the Shaul Tshuva's Pas Negev, this is the Steichemed Nemereches Chol HaMoed, Ois Beis, is Mekel. Reb Nissen Karelitz, however, says that since, as we learn in the Gemara, and we've quoted this halacha, that when it comes to Chol HaMoed, Amira La'akum is Osir, so since I may do it, whatever I'm not allowed to do, I'm not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do either. What about if we speak about Mechav and Melach Devamoyed? So Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses, as we've discussed in a previous year, Grocery stores, supermarkets, are typically open on Chol HaMoed and may be open on Chol HaMoed. The question is, should someone try to buy all his groceries that he'll need for Yontif before Yontif, or can he lechatchila if he has such ability, can he buy lechatchila on Chol HaMoed? So Rav Shlomo Zalman makes the following distinction. He says, if it's something that's obvious that's being bought l'tzarech yontif, food, fruits, vegetables, meat, then you could l'chatchila buy such products even on Chol HaMoed. If, however, it's not that type, where it's not obvious that it's l'tzarech moed, if it's at all possible, one should try to buy the food before Yontif. That tshuva that we quoted earlier from the Debre Tzina Rav, where he quotes the Chassam Sofer, who's machmer, regarding what's considered a shagig or oynis, also quotes the Masham. The Masham in the Sefer Das Torah says, on this simon, Tuf Kuf Lamed Ches, says that if somebody made a mistake, he was Oymer Mutter, he assumed that he's allowed to lechatchila plan work for Chol HaMoed. And then he learns the halachas that we've been learning, that one is not allowed to be mechaben melach doy b'moed. So now he's facing a dover of it. So is someone who's an oymer mutter, who thought he could deliberately plan work to be done on Chol HaMoed, is that considered, what is his halacha? So the Masham is machmer. And the Masham says that isn't considered a dover of it. That's considered mechav melach de l'moed. However, here too, the Debre Tzina Rav in that tshuva in Chelek Zayin, Simach Hei, and Simen Samach Hei, and Samach Vav, disagrees, and says, again, because this person made a legitimate mistake, we could be lenient. And again, perhaps the reasoning is, as we've been discussing in our shiurim, Omer Mutter, Davra Ovid is Mutter, because the person should not spend Chol HaMoed distressed when the entire purpose of Yontif, as the Yerushalmi says, is to learn Torah and daven and eat and drink. At the end of the day, we want to do everything we can to avoid a person being in that type of a situation. And since we want to avoid having a person in such a situation, that would be considered a Omer, that would be considered, says the Debre Tzina Rav, a Dover Ovid. If it's a Dover Ovid, we could be lenient. As we've been discussing, Mechaven Melachtoi Lemoyed is also. So I saw an interesting shaila from, as posed to the Debre Tzina Rav in the Sefer Zichron Shloima. As we've been learning, that Dover Ovid is Mutter on Chol HaMoed, unless it's Mechaven Melachtoi Lemoyed. What would be the halacha, but that's only by a Dover Ovid? When it comes to tzarchei oichel nefesh that we've just discussed, if somebody needs to cook, so the halach is l'chatchila, one may cook on Chol HaMoed, even if he could have cooked on Yontif. So what is if somebody needs to make a doctor's appointment? Is it, and he can make it before Yontif, or he can make it on Chol HaMoed? May he deliberately make that appointment for Chol HaMoed? Is it considered like something that should have been done before Yontif? Is it considered like a Dover Ovid, that only if it could have not been done before Yontif, we could be lenient? Or is it considered like Tzarchi Oichel Nefesh, that the halach is that Tzarchi Oichel Nefesh may be lechatchila done on Chol HaMoed? So it's interesting to point out that he is lenient. And he says that going to the doctor is considered like oichel nefesh, and one could be lenient, he says, in such a situation, and lechatchila make a doctor's appointment for Chol HaMoed. It would seem that would only be in a situation where the person is going to the doctor because something is bothering him. But if he's going to the doctor just for an annual physical, that I'm not quite certain that the Debrecen Rav would be lenient. The Shari Tshuva, at the beginning of Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin, quotes the Maram Provincial, where somebody has a printing press and he has workers that he promised to pay a weekly salary. And the question that was posed is that considered a davar avid? Because if I will not have the workers come that week to work, and why is that not considered a davar avid and should be therefore permissible? So the Maram Provincial takes a very strict approach. He says, we can't just say a davar avid is whatever I'm going to lose money. He says there has to be a tzorich yontif. There has to be something special that's creating that it's a davar avid. Otherwise, it cannot be considered a davar avid. And I think the explanation of the Maram Provincial is that we could take that approach to everything, to every situation in halacha. There's always a situation where it's going to cost me money to be a religious Jew. But that's what it takes. One could take that approach to Shabbos and Yom Tov. But of course, we're not allowed to take that approach to Shabbos and Yom Tov. We're not allowed to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even if it means a financial loss. So the Shari Tshuva, the Maram Provincial, is taking the same approach regarding Chol HaMoed. We're not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. And we can't just say that I'm going to have a davar avid if I'm going to be open on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, unless there's a specific, unique situation or to some level of tzorich yontif, we cannot be lenient. That's his approach. However, most Paiskim disagree with the Maram Provincial and are lenient. If we look in the Shal Tshuvas Marshag, Chelek Beis Simen Ayin Ches, where somebody poses a shaila to him, where he has a business, he has a factory, he has non-Jewish workers. When he hired them, he was very clear in stipulating that this business is closed on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no work and you don't get paid. But he forgot to speak about Chol HaMoed. And the question is, is that considered a davar avid that he's going to have to pay them if they're not going to, and if the business will be closed, or even if he won't have to pay them their full salary? Apparently there was some rule that if you had workers that and you didn't give them work every day, you would have to pay them some sort of an unemployment payment for the days you don't have work. It's interesting, parenthetically, that the person who asked the shaila to the Marshag obviously lived in a different city than the Marshag, and the Marshag very much emphasizes that whatever he's paskening, this person should check with the Rav of the city if he agrees. Because as we've been saying in our shiurim, specifically when it comes to Hilchos Chol HaMoed, every situation is very unique, and the Rav of the city, and only the Rav of those specific cities, are qualified to determine what should be mutter on what should be asr. Lahaloch lemaisa, he however says that this is considered a davar avid, disagreeing with the Maram Provincial, and so too I found is the opinion of most Paiskim, the Shal Tshuvas Divrei Merkil, and other Paiskim as well. When we speak about an employee regarding Cholamoid. So certainly the Paiskim say that l'chatchila, what one should do is take his vacation on Cholamoid. L'chatchila, one should take his vacation on Cholamoid up to the degree where I saw in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosai, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says perhaps if somebody wants to take vacation on Cholamoid and his employer doesn't allow him to take vacation on Cholamoid, and there's a concern that if he's going to take the vacation, he may lose his job. So we would seem to think that that's a davar avid. It's not quite clear that that's a davar avid. However, most places can certainly feel that if you're going to lose your job by not working in Cholamoid, it's considered a davar avid. But l'chatchila, you should take your vacation on Cholamoid. There are, I did see Paiskim, in fact, I think the Ritzina Rav takes this approach to some degree, where if a person is going to take his vacation on Cholamoid, he won't have vacation days left, and he won't be able to take vacation in the summer when he needs to take a vacation. If there's an element where the person really needs to take off in the summer for relaxation, for health reasons, maybe that also we could be more lenient. It's not so simple. In fact, the Chazon Ish was very machmer. So again, l'chatchila wants to take his vacation Cholamoid. If the person, by taking vacation Cholamoid, will lose his position, he could work in Cholamoid. And of course, if he could take some days off, he has to do as little as he can on Cholamoid. Certainly, if he doesn't need to work overtime, his overtime hours that he puts in is only voluntary. He has no right to work overtime on Cholamoid. If somebody can take vacation on Cholamoid, but he's concerned by taking vacation on Cholamoid, his employer will be upset at him. That too can be considered a davar avod. That too can be considered a davar avod. Rabbi Yonason Steif, in the Shailos HaTshuvos, in his Shailos HaTshuvos in Siman Reish Pei, says that not only is this permissible, but he says one is even allowed to accept a position which involve where he knows that he's going to have to work on Cholamoid, that if that's the position that's available to him and it's a good position, he's allowed to take that job. A factory, a person who owns a business that has employees who get a weekly, monthly salary, and if he won't pay them, if he won't have his factory open, as we just discussed from the Marshag, he's still going to have to pay those workers. That is considered a davar avid, according to most Paiskim, even though the Marem Provincial disagrees. And one could have his factory open under those circumstances. However, I did see that the Mari Adam Vizmanim in Chelek Dalet Siman Shin Aleph quotes a episode where somebody came to the Chazon Ish exactly with such a situation, where the employees were refusing to take off on Cholamoid, and he asked the Chazon Ish, can he keep his business open, because otherwise he's going to be paying them without getting any work from them. The Chazon Ish told him that he is allowed to keep the business open. But then the Chazon Ish called him back and said that even though halachically you may keep the business open under these circumstances, we always need to be concerned about zilzul hamoyed. We always have to speak about and think about the kedushas cholamoyed, and therefore I recommend that you not keep the business open and pay your workers even though they won't come to work, to preserve the kedusha of cholamoyed.